Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Before we go to our guest, Dom Giordano Show, side question, hit us with that favorite movie mask. I don't think we've scratched the surface. $50 Captain Chucky's Crab Cake Company. By the way, I got a text from Daddy Dorenzo, Dan, about Captain Chucky's and this glowing letter, this guy, the Ocean City. He's discovered it, thanks to us. It's unbelievable. I'll probably read it tomorrow, how people take to this whole enterprise. It's just what talk radio is all about. But we had someone who complains we're giving too much name recognition to Valerie R. Koosh. That's the whole idea. That's the whole idea, because she's an inside player. We want people out there to know whose fingerprints are over this type of nonsense that's going on. How could Bucks County be almost completely open? We told you, if you're in Bucks County, even, she affected you. The Centennial schools closed because they said, due to the closures, they're virtual now, in Montgomery County, well, we have staff and others that have to be home with the kids, essentially. Valerie R. Koosh again, now affecting Bucks County. And she is just the suburban face of Little Philadelphia, Montgomery County, just like Philadelphia. I'm reading more of this piece at philly.com, and it talks about the fact that in downtown Philadelphia, the Christmas Village, finally, at least they're calling it the Christmas Village, you can go there, partake, all kinds of crowds and things. You can even ice skate, the writer says, as long as you distance 6 feet from all other participants. Is Tom Farley or Big Jim Kenny out there on the ice stand skating around? 6 feet, move back. No. Why do they do this? Because they want to. Because the city of Philadelphia makes money off this. It's a tourist draw to downtown. But what about the poor small business trying to hang on? They don't care about that. They use their progressive power on them. That's the point. The point is, they can't be consistent, they won't be consistent, and many times they're not even trying. The point is, Kamala Harris was raising bail money to bail out the looters and arsonists who attacked small business in Minnesota. Remember that? And yet, she went and bought a knockoff $5 item at a small business in Washington on Saturday, I guess it was, touting and tweeting out Small Business Day. This is what they're about. They're not consistent. They're hypocritical. They throw their weight around, except with their buddies or themselves. And that's exactly what's going on out there in Montgomery County. Joining us is the leader of one of these parents groups, a big parent group that has started up to push back against this. And all that I tweet and ask is they connect the dots when it comes time to vote on various issues or for the commissioners. Realize every progressive, every Democrat you vote for, you're closer to this sort of result. This is the way they think. All right, let's go to Claire Schillinger, who is one of the leaders of this car caravan.
Hello, Clarice.
Oh, what am I saying, Claire? Yes, hello, Clarice. Thank you. let's go to Clarice here on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Clarice. Welcome in.
Hi, Dom. You said hello, Clarice, this time, and I just wanted to let you know Hannibal Lecter is my mask of choice.
Oh, okay. Very nicely played. All right.
One of my favorites.
The guest, bank shot, double bank. That's like a double bank shot in the side pocket. Nicely played. So I saw one news report say on very short notice, you guys drew about 80 vehicles in a car caravan to go across Montgomery County. How did it go?
Yes, we did. We had over 80 cars. And this is what's so great is as we drove through, we had hundreds of people outside in their yards cheering us on, people passing us, cheering us on, please begging for these schools to be reopened. And I got to tell you, it was every race, it was every age in support of opening these schools. And a parent made a really good point at my rally on Sunday. So my kid can go to trampoline parks or Black Friday shopping, but they cannot go to school.
Well, that's right. Or they can go to downtown Philadelphia to the Christmas Village and ice skate, but they can't go to school, and they're not going to go to school probably this year. Clarice, the first thing to understanding the mindset of people like Arkush. There is no consistency here. Now, I hate to be the one to say this, and I don't know anything, you know, because I'm not on her inner circle on that flunky Board of Health, but I would make it even money once we get the stats from Thanksgiving. They start to come out, which will probably be this Thursday, this Friday, of what they're going to peg it on, that it's even money that they might vote to take another hiatus. How would they do that? Do you know? Do they have to go before the parents again, or they just do it?
Oh, no, they'll have to go before the parents again. They'll have to advertise the meeting, have a public meeting, vote again. Do I think it's going to happen? Absolutely.
What are you basing on now? Now, the due date is December 6th, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So they would have to, if they're going to do this, they'd have to be telling us pretty shortly. So maybe they go back to school. This is even worse in some ways. I could see this scenario. They go back to school, then they get new numbers, and then they pull you out again through the holidays. That might even be a crueler fate than straight up saying, no, you're not going back to school next week.
It truly is cruel. I mean, Dom, you know, as parents, we've all been taught to give our kids consistency.
Yes.
And now we're in this limbo of 1 week they're shutting us down. The next week we're open. I mean, these kids are going back and their heads are spinning and saying, wait, am I going to school today or not? No, you're not. Yes, you are. This is absurd.
It is. Now, what is the sense, though? You're getting more and more people that are noticing this. You did a good thing with the caravan and all that. Are people connecting this to Arkush? Do they get it? This board, we all believe, I think, follows her dictates. She sways them. That's what she did the last time around. Anyhow, it's pretty clear.
Yeah, I do think that they make the connection. I think that actually, now more than ever, people are more politically engaged and politically charged because they're starting to realize, wait, maybe I should go out on local election day and vote for these people that directly affect my life.
Yes.
I mean, at this point, they're now affecting my child's life, the children that are going to be running our country. I mean, these children need education. I have to tell you, this morning, my fourth grader, I'm trying to teach him Spanish, Dom.
I would call up Dan for this. Dan's pretty good on this.
Yo hablo español.
Yes, exactly. But sure, this can't be done even with the best of intentions and all this. We all know that. Adults are zoomed out now. They're praying for the vaccine and moving on. So, Clarice, what's your Facebook page? Where can people get all the information of what you're up to, join up with you? Because this is affecting, I have a caller online here, O&J Roberts had to close because it's right on the border. I guess O&J Roberts, Dan, is that Chester County? Why do I think
yeah,
that?
I don't
it
know
might
for
be.
Sure. Yeah.
It might be. So, you know, she's already affected Bucks County. Centennial closed on a Friday, and they said they have staff due to the closures in Montgomery County, a lot of staff, that they couldn't continue to do this, so they went virtual. It's a menace. It's just doesn't affect a small group of people here, and it pushes others out there in the suburbs. So thank God what you're doing. People feel safe in Delaware, Chester County, but they start to get a push by certain elements. when they see what is going on in Montgomery County. So where do people find you, Clarice?
So we're at Voice for Choice. It's actually another mom and I, Denise Stasek, Clarice Schillinger. We started at Voice for Choice. It did start in Hatboro, Horsham. We're on Facebook. We post events all the time. Love for you, anyone, to come like us and follow our events. I would like to make a point. We did have 80, 100 cars and a lot of support, but we need more, right? We need to be louder. We cannot keep just sitting on social media and complaining. There's thousands of parents that I see complain, but we've got to make this movement louder, bigger, and more noticed. So at Voice for Choice, right now, our recent event is letters to elected officials, asking kids when they're writing a letter to Santa to write to elected officials to open our schools.
Maybe you'd say to Valerie, I don't want my two front teeth. All I want is to be back in school. Thank you, Santa Arkush.
Thank you.
Hey, Clarice, thank you very much. Keep us in the loop as this develops. Thank you, Clarice, very
much. Absolutely. Thank you, Dom. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!